Well, good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio this morning are Jeff Budd and Dr. Anna Dittmar. They're here to talk about an upcoming iconography workshop that's sponsored by St. Michael's Orthodox Cathedral and the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this is exciting because it has never happened in Sitka this morning. Folks will get an opportunity to learn how to make icons. Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about the nuts and bolts of this,
sure.
this class?
Well, and Anna came to us and asked if we wanted to partner with her and the cathedral in putting together this iconography workshop. And I'll be honest, I'd never heard of I knew what an icon was, of course, but not iconography. So the nuts and bolts are it's going to be those dates that you mentioned. It's going to be February 7, 8, and 9, and 14, 15, 16. It's a 40-hour workshop or class, and those that take it will walk out with an icon that they produce themselves, and there's an instructor that will do that. It's $400 for the class. It's $125 for the materials, and it's an opportunity that's I'm thrilled to see it happen here. It's been fun just to be just a little bit a part of it and watch what's going on with it.
And you have two student scholarships available?
We do.
And that's for high school students. And what will that cover?
That will cover their tuition. They will need to come up with their $125 for the materials.
And Anna, you are passionate about iconography. Many of us in Sitka are aware of icons. Those of us who are Russian Orthodox are probably very intimately aware of icons. But I wonder how much we truly understand about what goes into making an icon and you believe how amazing these works of art are. Can you tell us a bit about icons?
Yes. Russian icons are characteristic of the kind of icons that you would see here in Sitka. And at St. Michael's Cathedral, we have a collection of very old Russian icons. A few of them are from the 1700s. The rest of them are from the 1800s and a few from the early 1900s. But those types of icons are created in the most complex way, I suppose. But the ones that are going to be created in the workshop are going to be a little bit simpler because some of the steps and stages will already have happened before the participants work on their icon. For example, there's the work on the board that the icon is applied to is pretty extensive. The board has to be selected, and then it has to be carved, and then it has to have layers, six or seven layers of the fabric has gesso painted on it. And each one of those layers has to dry first, and it's easy to see that that's very time-consuming. So we're going to cut that time out by purchasing boards from an iconography supply store, if you will, that's already had all those steps and stages applied to it. So that's the sort of the nuts and bolts of the practical materials end of things.
And then what will the participants do? What will the stages they take?
There are many layers that go into creating an icon. So that's what they'll be doing, all those layers. And then, of course, in between many of those layers, there's a drying process that has to occur.
So what are some of those layers that participants will be working with?
I don't want to give it all away. Sign up for the workshop.
Well, I think that's part of the really interesting aspect of icons is the layered approach.
Layer upon layer, yes. At first, the stencil of the icon has to be applied to the board that's there. And so the instructor will help the participants to do that. He'll help the participants to go through every of the stage and step, and they really will be guided pretty closely. So don't be afraid to take this workshop now that we've told you how complex and difficult it is. But he's very kind and very patient, and he has a lot of good energy, so he'll be helpful. But the first step is to apply the stencil to the gessoed icon board. And that's done with a type of tissue paper, very thin tissue paper that has a sort of charcoal applied to it. And then that is put onto the gesso board, and the charcoal is burnished onto the board. And then that stencil is hopefully enough of an indication of where you're going to make your figure that you can begin to work on that there. And that would be, I assume, the first layer that he's going to work with the participants on. And then there's another interesting layer, which is gold leaf. And that's real gold that's applied to the background of the icon. And it's so, I've tried it, it's so thin, it's kind of difficult to work. You have to have an instructor tell you how to apply it, really. And then that's sort of straightened out or fastened down. And then you put another layer on top of that. And then, of course, the paint that we use is egg tempera. So it's egg-based, not oil-based.
And
so
is
it's
that
a much older, it's, yes, it's an older form of creating icons. Yeah.
And I've heard you describe this, Jeff and Anna, as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people to be able to learn the process of making icons.
Yes, there's never been an iconography workshop for the public in Sitka before. And as far as I know, I could be wrong, but I don't think there's ever been an iconography workshop for anybody here. There was, however, an iconography studio here back in the mid-1800s. And at least two iconographers that I know of, historic persons, of course, they worked there. And they were both Aleutic individuals, men. And they probably taught the seminarians at the Russian bishop's house to make icons. So,
can you talk just briefly about what an icon is? It may sound really basic, but you know, I'd be interested in hearing what is exactly an icon.
Well, a very brief but sort of catchy explanation is it's a window to heaven. So you look into the icon and you're looking into heaven. That's sort of an old saying. And it's not the icon itself that's being venerated. It's the event or person depicted in the icon that's venerated.
What kind of images would you see on an icon? Say you walk into the cathedral, what kind of images will you see?
Most of them are saints. Or holy persons, you know, Jesus, his mother, who we call the Theotokos, means the mother of God in Greek. And we have some special icons in that in the cathedral. Our Lady of Sitka. People may not know that we have a special Our Lady of Sitka or Virgin of Sitka here, and she's in the cathedral, and she has a reputation for being a wonder-working icon. So she has been responsible for several miracles. And that icon travels around the United States and Europe, and I think it's been to Mexico and Canada as well.
And it's worth noting that participants, this will take place in the cathedral. And so will participants mm-hmm. have an opportunity to gain an understanding of what icons and iconography are and what they mean to the Russian Orthodox community?
They will. They will, and it is a very inspiring environment and probably the most natural environment to have the iconography workshop. And we have the workshop arranged so that the participants will come up into the cathedral. In fact, on the first night, Friday night, February the 7th, the participants, and in fact, it's open to the public at 7 o'clock in the evening. There's going to be a presentation by the instructor. He'll show his own work. And he'll talk about the history of icons and the meaning of icons and all that good stuff. And I'm going to record that digitally, and hopefully it'll turn out great, and I'll put it in Kettleson Memorial Hospital Library.
And Anna, you're a doctor of anthropology, but your interest in icons and iconography goes back to childhood, doesn't it?
It does. My interest in anthropology was in Eastern Europe, but it wasn't about icons. It was about folk arts and more the performing arts, music, ethnomusicology, and dance. But my interest in icons came out of my childhood, yes, because I grew up Russian Orthodox, and that was my world, really. We had them at home, we had them at church, and we were in those two places most of the time. And I went to Catholic school, so we didn't have icons, but there were similar things. It was on my mind all the time, you know, mm-hmm. being fed to me.
And so. Now you're living in Sitka, which has the Russian Orthodox Cathedral and all this history.
Wow, yes. When I moved here to work at the National Historical Park, and I saw the St. Michael's there, and I went in, and I just had this overwhelming feeling of being at home, you know, and the smell inside there just was so familiar to me. It almost brought tears to my eyes.
Well, the iconography workshop is coming up February 7, 8, 9, 14, 15, and 16. Jeff and Anna, any closing comments you'd like folks to hear about this? What do you want folks
Maybe
to know?
Maybe the times would be good. On Fridays and Saturdays, the workshop will be from 9 till 5. And on Sunday, it won't start till 12 noon, so people can feel free to go to their own churches or sleep in or whatever they do on Sunday mornings.
Okay.
Jeff? We want to thank the Alaska State Council on the Arts. They help provide some of the funding for this,
yes.
And we're grateful
yes.
to that. And if they have questions, they can call me at 747-4821 or Anna at
623-7537.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they can go to sitkaarts.org and get more information.
Okay.
So you're to sign up.
Yes.
You already have five participants. You're looking for five more.
Yes.
And just a reminder that there are two scholarships available to high school students. And those high school students would only then have to pay the $125 in materials, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Great. So the number again, 747-4821 to sign up or learn more about the iconography workshop. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
I've been speaking with Dr. Anna Dittmar and Jeff Budd, talking about the upcoming iconography workshop that will take place at St. Michael's Orthodox Cathedral. Call 747-4821 for more information.